You're listening to the Small Business Leadership Daily Brief, June the 11th, 2018, Monday. Let's avoid being stupid this week, and every other week, too. On Saturday at Bonnaroo in Tennessee, rap artist Eminem ended his show with sound effects of realistic gunshots. And as you would imagine, panic rolled throughout the crowd. It's just another example of something that, I guess, seemed like a good idea to somebody at some point, but it turned out to be pretty foolish. So as we begin this new week, let's consider how we can better protect ourselves from our own foolish decisions. The day is young, and I am sure within the next few hours, we're going to be blitzed with new reports of one foolish thing after another. And frankly, it doesn't matter. This is a podcast, so you could be listening to this at any point, any time of the day, any future date. It's not going to matter. Within a short period of time from the time that you hit the stop button on this episode, it probably isn't going to be very long before you're going to become aware of some foolishness that you did not know about earlier, because foolishness abounds. It's a limitless supply. We want to avoid making it part of our lives. How? Now, don't expect me to give you some list of 10 things that you can do or avoid doing. Instead, I'd like to offer you something a bit more practical, thoughtful, and challenging. Artists signed their paintings declaring authenticity and the fact that they created it. Authors have their names emblazoned on the covers of their books. Writers have their byline, their names, giving them attribution for their work. Every day that you open your business, your name is on the line. As the business owner, it's your name. Maybe the business even bears your actual name, but even if it doesn't, your name and your reputation are still on the line. Okay, well, that's not likely going to help a bunch. I mean, Eminem's performance was totally his own, and it was a rather foolish choice. Context. Context matters. Context includes time, place, and circumstance. Realistic gunshot sound effects are commonly found in video games where players know they're participating in a game. Now, you can judge that all you want. Judge video games. That's not my point. I'm not a gamer. I'll let other people debate that topic. My point is that if shooting weapons is part of the game, then it's appropriate to have a sound effect that makes sense, fits. Realistic gunshot sound effects are commonly found in TV shows and movies depicting those things. I mean, we're going to be really puzzled if the character in The Godfather fires a weapon and we hear the sound of a trumpet. Gunshot sound effects are congruent with what we're watching. Realistic gunshot sound effects are not expected at a concert. We expect to hear musicians, not gunfire. And given the sniper shooting during the concert in Las Vegas last October, killing 59, I mean, what did it injure? Over 500 people? And given the number of public shootings that we have seen around the world, it would seem reasonable to expect people to be caught off guard and not even know, hey, it's just a sound effect. Two simple things may have prevented this and will hopefully prevent you and me from making an equally or worse decision in our business. Ask yourself and your team, what purpose will this serve? I have no idea what purpose Eminem and his people thought that sound effect would serve. I doubt they asked the question. If they had, that alone may have stopped it. Maybe not. Maybe they thought everybody would know, hey, this is a sound effect. I mean, for all I know, it's just one big publicity stunt aimed at putting Eminem in the news. If so, well done. It worked. I am not so naive to believe that some bad publicity isn't created and carefully crafted. We are manipulated, well, attempts at manipulation are perpetrated daily. You can certainly play the game that way, and you can succeed. Many people have, many people are. I won't judge you if that's your choice, but I'm clearly working from an assumption that you don't likely roll like that. What purpose will this decision serve? We're running a business. It should serve a purpose that moves our company forward. And since we're aiming to hit the trifecta of business building, speaking of horse racing, since this trifecta is a horse racing term, congrats to Justify, 13th Triple Crown winner. Since we're trying to hit this trifecta of business building, our objectives are heavily focused on our customers. Getting them and serving them better are 2/3 of the trifecta. And so as you wrestle with this question, think about the impact on your customers. If Eminem had thought about his audience, he may have made a different choice. We'll often get into more trouble when we start focusing too much on ourselves and take our eyes off our customers. It's going to be difficult to make a foolish choice if your attention and your intentions are always focused toward your customer. Next, ask yourself if this decision will make you and your team proud. If we do this, if we step up and we're the first to own it because it's such a spectacularly good idea, or are we thinking, you know, if we get caught, we need deniability. We need to be able to blame somebody else. You and your team know the things that you're hiding. And I'm going to suggest that you behave with complete honor and integrity 100% of the time. I know that's hard, and I know why. Greed. Business owners who teach, train, or condone taking advantage of suppliers and customers are foolish for thinking that their employees will not take advantage of them. But I'm hopeful. I'm hopeful that you've got a culture in your company based on high integrity. And if not, then get busy changing that. Yes, it'll cost you some short-term dollars, but you will make up for it in multiples over the long haul. And you'll be able to sleep better too. So if we do this thing that we're proposing to do, that we're thinking about doing, are we going to be willing to step forward and fully own it and say, yes, we did that, and we're proud of that decision. Be well, do good, grow great. GrowGreat.com is the website. My name is Randy Cantrell. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow.